好，就要奉主为主圣名祷告。
Lord, in the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
好，慈爱父神，感谢你的带领，又能够让我们进入第二天的灵恩会。
Our graceful and almighty God, we thank you for leading us into the second day of evangelical convocation.
啊，在这天里，我们很高兴的，值得庆祝的，因为有四位弟兄姐妹即将加入我们属灵的家庭。
On this beautiful day, we give thanks to you because we will have four new members in our family.
啊，归入主耶稣基督的名下。
And they shall be converted and come into your holy name.
啊，成为您的儿女。
They shall be your children.
我们在此为他们而高兴。
We are here rejoicing for them.
我们现在又来学习腓立比书的道理。
Now we're going to learn the book of Philippians.
啊，虽然我们人生啊是充满着挑战，充满着竞争。
Even though in our life we face challenges and competitions.
有很多的各种不同压力啊，每天啊都压着我们。
And every day we face different pressures.
但是我们靠主，必能够胜过他。
But we rely on you to overcome all these.
因为主耶稣，你比世界更大。
Because Lord, you are greater than the world.
你是至高的神。
You are the Almighty God.
主啊，我们靠着你的名就能够得胜。
Lord, we rely on your name to be victorious.
我们要在主里喜乐。
We shall find joy in you.
我们要靠着你的名喜乐。
And we shall find joy in your name.
我们深信，只要靠着你。必定能够胜过各样的挑战。
We believe that if we rely on you, we can overcome all challenges.
我们要能够荣耀主你的名。
We want to glorify your holy name.
我们要得到平安。
We want peace.
我们要让你得到荣耀。
We want you to be glorified.
主啊，愿你垂听我们祷告。
Lord, please listen to our prayer.
愿一切颂赞荣耀都归在你的名下。
May all glory and praise be unto your holy name.
哈利路亚，阿门。
Hallelujah, amen.
好，请坐。
Please be seated.
我们昨天呢，花了很多个小时啊，来谈喜乐的道理。
Yesterday we spent quite a few hours discussing the lessons of joy.
我们也学习到保罗他的思想。
We also learned about the thoughts of Paul.
保罗他的背景。
His background.
啊，为什么他能够被关在监牢里，还能够发出喜乐的声音
？Why when he was imprisoned, he was still in joy?
因为先有喜乐，他才能够发出。赞美的声音呢
It is because he has joy first before he can praise God.
他先有一个健全的心态，才能够喜乐。
He has a very complete attitude before he can find joy.
他先有一个正面的思考，才能够喜乐。
He has very positive thoughts before, and therefore he can have joy.
因为圣经告诉我们，喜乐就是一种力量。
The Bible tells us that joy is a source of strength.
喜乐是良药，能够医治我们内心的忧伤，能够医治我们内心的伤痕。
Joy is a medicine that can cure the sorrows in our hearts.
虽然我们可能被其他的人伤害过。
We may have been hurt by others.
有的人伤害就转变成为仇恨。
Some hurt turned into hatred.
但是基督徒的人生不一样。
But the life of a Christian is very different.
虽然受过伤害。
We may have been hurt.
但是靠主能够喜乐，能够医治内心的伤痕。
But by relying on the Lord, our hurt can be cured.
转而能够爱我们的仇敌，为他祷告，为他祝福。
In turn, we learn our enemy, we love our enemies, and we pray for them.
那我们现在有这个了解以后呢，我们再来谈腓立比书。
And now that we have this understanding, let us continue to study the book of Philippians.
那相信我们就会更了解啊，保罗在写些什么。
Then you will have a better understanding of what Paul was writing in this epistle.
那保罗他所谓的喜乐，那跟我们一般所谈的、我们所了解的喜乐可能又不一样。
The joy that Paul mentioned in this letter is very different from the joy that we know.
好，那我们来看腓立比书的第一章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章，腓立比书第一章第一节到第二节是要谈人生喜乐的基础。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 2 is the foundation of joy.
那人生喜乐的基础呢，就是我们必须要先肯定啊，信仰是生活的立场。
The foundation of joy is to first affirm that your faith is the foundation of your life.
就是在基督里啊，在耶稣基督里的喜乐。
This is the joy in Christ Jesus.
啊，所以我们信仰跟生活是连接在一起的。
Our faith and our life are connected.
啊，不能够分开。
You cannot separate them.
我们不能够只谈信仰，只谈理论呢。
We cannot talk religion like it is a theory.
信仰跟生活是连接在一起。
Religion and life are connected.
那我们可以考验看看大家哈，信仰跟生活有没有连接在一起
？Then we can ask everyone, is your religion connected to your life?
我们不是每次都有见证会吗
？Don't we have testimonial sessions every time?
假如见证会，我们想不到什么东西可以见证，那表示我们信仰跟生活是分开的。
If during testimonial sessions there is nothing for you to testify, that proves that your religion and your life are not connected.
为什么在半年当中没有什么可以见证的
？Why is it that within six months there's nothing to testify?
可是我们每天都在生活啊。
But every day we're still living.
难道没有主的恩典在我们身上吗
？Is there no grace of God on you?
可就我们不是说不见证啊，故意不见证，把神的恩典忘记，就是信仰跟生活分开了。
Then the reason that we are not testifying is because we don't have the grace of God on us, or your religion and your life are not connected.
啊，这是 sacramental 的灵恩会哈，见证会啊，没有人报名。
During the testamental sessions, nobody volunteered to testify for the Lord.
那我就告诉信徒哈，我说非洲的见证会啊，是大家排队在见证啊，排队排在窗户门旁啊，排队。
I usually tell the members in Africa, every member wants to testify. There's actually a lined up, and the lined up went all the way to the door of the church.
为什么需要排队
？Why do they need to line up？
因为每一个人都把信仰跟生活连接在一起呀。
Because every member had already connected their faith to their life.
所以他们就有可以见证啊。
And that is why they have so many things they can testify.
我只是举几个简单例子。
I can give you a few simple examples.
那有的人上来哈，就只有一两分钟就结束了。
There are some members who came up to testify for a couple of minutes, and that's it.
那也是见证啊。
That's still a testimony.
我们不要想说一定要什么发生大车祸啊，蒙主的保守，生了大病，蒙了神的保守才叫做见证，不是的。
Do not think that to give a testimony, you need to experience some kind of a great calamity and being preserved by the Lord, and that is a testimony.
好，那这样子勉励以后啊，真的很多人就自己起来上做见证。
And indeed, after I have given that encouragement, a lot of members volunteer to testify for the Lord.
所以信仰必须要实际化。
Your faith must be practical.
跟生活连接在一起。
It must be connected to your life.
啊，举个例子。
For example.
比如说你要来教会。
For example, to come to church.
啊，一路上都是碰到绿灯。
If you on your way to church, all the lights are green.
那你是不是很舒服啊？哇，一直开车哈都不用停的。
Then you will feel great because you don't need to break.
那感谢主，你要感谢主啊！哇，你看我来到绿灯啊，主要是为了打开绿灯啊，让我一直来呀、啊。
And you will give thanks to God because on your drive to the church, it's all green light.
说那我能够很准时来教会参加聚会。
And so that you can arrive in church punctually to attend services.
那你把神连接在一起。生活跟神连接在一起，这个就是见证啊。
And now that you have connected God to your life, this is a testimony.
啊，假如你来教会都是碰到红灯。
If you come to church and all the lights are red.
哇，即使人已经来不及了，还碰到红灯。
You're already running out of time. You're going to be late, but it's still red light.
你希望下一个灯是绿灯。
You hope that the next traffic light you stop at will be green.
可是偏偏它就是红灯。
But it's red.
即使人呢。
So you'll be very anxious.
很生气。
You'll be very angry.
怎么办？
What can you do?
你要想，没关系，这是神给我们一个考验，给我来训练耐性。
You can think that this is a test from God to train your patience.
耐心等候。
You wait patiently.
让他练习呀。
This is you have to practice.
所以当我想到这里呀，那我就心里就平静了。
So when you think about this, then you will feel you'll be at peace.
这个是个见证啊。
This is also a testimony.
因为生活跟信仰连接在一起。
Because you have connected your faith to your life.
我昨天所讲的那个。信徒出去钓鱼，三个小时他钓不到鱼呀、啊。
Yesterday I mentioned that a member went out fishing for 3 hours and couldn't catch anything.
他祷告一下就钓到鱼呀、啊。
And after he prayed, he caught some fish.
这个是信仰，这个是生活，
this is,
连接在一起。
This is faith and life connected together.
所以我们要肯定喜乐的基础，就是我们要肯定信仰是生活的立场啊。
So to affirm the foundation of joy, it is your life is connected to your faith.
基督啊，是生活的动力。
And Christ is the motivation of your life.
里面有很多服事，你看，他写信给说，写信给腓立比，在基督耶稣里的众圣徒，诸位监督，诸位执事，这些人都是服事主的。
And here Paul wrote to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi with the bishops and the deacons. So, these are our people who serve God.
所以基督啊，就是我们生活的动力啊。
Therefore, Christ is the motivation of our life.
我们每天就在过着一个服事的生活。
Every day we live a life of servitude.
啊，服事让我们能够产生动力，动起来呀。
By serving, it motivates us.
我们去上班。
When we go to work.
啊，不要觉得很苦啊。
Don't feel that it is bitter.
上班也是在服侍。
Because going to work, it's serving too.
上班在服侍老板。
Going to work, you're serving your boss.
上班在服侍客人。
You're serving your guests.
你觉得很高兴呢？
You feel happy.
我今天有机会来服侍别人呢。
And today I'm given an opportunity to serve.
就不会很苦啊。
Then you won't find this bitter.
那早上一睡觉起来以后，要想到说我要去服侍别人的。
So that when you get up in the morning, you will think that I am going to serve somebody again.
有一本书啊，叫做《每天都是星期五》啊。
There's a book by the title Every Day is Friday.
因为一般人啊，星期五上班都是很高兴，哇，明天就要休假了，对不对？所以星期五的心情特别好。
Many people find that they feel better on Fridays because after that day ends, the weekend starts.
那星期一呢，心情最不好。
And Mondays are the worst of the week.
因为经过两天的休息以后。
Because after 2 days of rest,
心情都放轻松的。
You are now fully relaxed.
哦，还要再紧张起来。
But now you have to tense up again.
所以星期哇，又是星期一的，哎，这个心情不好。
Therefore, everyone moans and groans when it's Monday.
所以这本书大意就是说，我们每天的心情都要像星期五一样。
So the theme of the book is that everyone must feel like every day is Friday.
那我们不要，我们每天不需要星期五，我们每天都是一样啊。
We don't have to make every day a Friday because every day is the same to us.
因为我每天都在服侍别人。
Because every day we're serving others.
我们要让别人得到益处，让别人得到高兴。
We want others to be benefited from our servitude. We want others to be happy with our service.
所以一想到服侍，我们是不是就很快就起床啊
？So when you think that you're serving, would you get out of bed fast enough?
我最近住在这个隔壁的传道的宿舍。
When I've arrived in Vancouver, I've been living in the house next door.
我住楼下，那传道他们家庭住楼上。
I stay in the basement. The preacher and his family live on the top floor.
那一大早了啊，这个传道娘她就准备东西来服侍家庭里的人，还要服侍这个从外地来的传道。
So early in the morning, the preacher's wife would get up and prepare breakfast to serve her family and also the visiting preacher.
所以他一想到哎服侍，他就很早就起来了。
So when she think about she had to prepare all these meals, she would get up early.
因为楼上走路，我们楼下都听得到啊。
And we can in the basement you can hear the footsteps on the top floor.
所以五点他说 kick up kick up kick up， 哎，在那起来准备的。
So at 5 o'clock in the morning, I can hear footsteps in the upstairs.
他为什么那么早就起床
？So why did the preacher's wife wake up so early?
因为要服侍。
Because she's serving.
我们想想，服侍是我们生活的动力啊。
So serving is actually a motivation in our life.
我们服着基督也是生活的动力。
Serving Christ is also a motivation in our life.
那我们还要肯定啊，尽责任啊，尽责任是生活的态度。
And our attitude of life is to fulfill responsibility.
啊，这些人他们尽责任在服侍神。
And these are the people who have done their very best to serve God.
啊，那我们再看第三节哈。
Let's read verse 3.
第三节到第八节。
Verse 3 to verse 8.
我们都读过了。第三节到第八节是谈到在成熟中的喜乐。
Verse 3 to verse 8 is the joy in maturity.
我们看一个成熟的信徒，他祷告啊，跟我们不一样啊。
If you look at a mature member, their prayer will be very different.
我们看到那个以弗所书啊，保罗他为信徒祷告两次。
In the book of Ephesians, Paul mentioned that he prayed for the members twice.
我们经常的祷告啊，是说主啊，您求他啊找到啊求你啊。帮助某个弟兄姐妹找到工作。
Usually in our prayer, we say, "God, please help a certain member to find a job."
某位弟兄姐妹她正在生病那求你医治她。
Or some brothers and sisters not feeling well, please heal them.
某位弟兄姐妹她生活有困难她家庭不和睦帮助她。
Or please help a certain member because there is no peace in the family.
那我们看保罗他怎么祷告。
Well, let's see how Paul prays.
看以弗所书啊，第一章的十五节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 15。
说那些成熟人的祷告啊，真的是跟我们不一样啊。
And the prayer of a mature Christian is very different from our own.
以弗所书第一章的十五节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 15。
因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣啊，亲爱众圣徒，十六节。
16。
就为你们不住的感谢神啊，祷告的时候常常提到你们。
17.
求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那世人启示和智慧的灵赏赐给你们使你们真知道他。所以他的祷告你看他说不住的听到你们信从主耶稣亲爱众圣徒就感谢祷告。
So this is Paul's prayer that he never ceased to give thanks for the members.
不是说啊，听到某某人找到事情了，找到工作了。
He did not hear that certain brother and sister have found a job.
啊，不是听到某某人要结婚的呢。
Oh, he does not hear about the news of some members getting married.
他听到里面有人啊，信从主耶稣基督。
But what he had heard was the members who came to believe in the Lord.
啊，亲爱众圣徒。
And they have love towards all the saints.
啊，对不起。信从主耶稣啊，亲爱众圣徒。
So he has heard of the faith of the members in the Lord Jesus and their love towards all the saints.
那他祷告的内容就是让信徒能够真正知道主耶稣。
And his prayer content was to was for the members so that they have a good knowledge in Christ.
那再看第三章哈。
Let's skip to chapter 3.
第三章第一节。
Verse 1.
因此我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的替你们祈祷。
For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus, on behalf of you Gentiles.
所以我们看他祷告的内容跟我们真的是不一样。
So you can see that the content of his prayer is really different from ours.
那我们再看回来啊，腓立比书第一章第三节。
Let's turn back to Philippians chapter 1 verse 3.
我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神；每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。为什么呢？因为啊，第五节
，verse five，
因为从头一天直到如今啊，你们是同心合一的兴旺福音。保罗听到大家同心合一的兴旺福音，他就很高兴的来祷告，感谢神。
And Paul was very happy, and he prayed with joy when he heard that the members are all trying to flourish the gospel.
所以这是一个成熟人的祷告。
So this is a prayer of a mature Christian.
所以有时候我们可以考验我们是不是在灵性里面成熟。
So sometimes you can test to see whether you are mature in your faith.
传福音啊，是我们的天职。
Preaching the gospel is our responsibility.
原来这是主耶稣在升天以前的托付。
Because this is a commission from the Lord prior to his ascension.
那也是保罗他的责任。
And this is also a responsibility of Paul's.
因此他在使徒行传以后的罗马书啊。
So, in the book of Romans,
那时候他在写书信呢。
He began writing his epistles.
他说：“我特派啊，来传神的福音。”
He said he has been especially sent to preach the gospel of God.
他是被神啊来特派传神的福音。
He was especially sent by God.
所以这是他的荣誉。
That was his honor.
所以他都经常记在心里。
So he remembered that all the time.
因此他也不敢违背那从天上来的意象。
And he does not dare to contradict the vision that he saw from heaven.
所以他这一辈子的生活就是要传福音的。
So the mission of his life is to preach the gospel.
因此只要有人提到传福音，他才会很高兴呢。
Whenever he heard others talking about preaching the gospel, he would be very happy.
尤其是大家同心合一的兴旺福音，他更高兴。
And especially when everybody is in one mind to preach the gospel, he would be very happy.
啊，甚至于啊，很喜的高兴的不得了啊。
And he was so happy and joyful.
啊，那他成熟啊，他还能够欣赏别人呢。
He was mature, and therefore he can admire others.
欣赏那些信徒啊，都能够贡献自己来传福音。
He was admiring the members who can offer themselves to preach the gospel.
啊，当然，腓立比教会里面每一间教会都是有缺点的。
And of course, every church, including the Philippian church, have their faults.
但是他懂得欣赏优点。
But Paul admired the good points about them.
我们温哥华教会也是有优点，也是有缺点的。
We here in Vancouver, we have our virtues and our faults as well.
但是要是保罗来这里领会的话，他很高兴，他都是看大家的优点。
But if Paul were to come here to deliver sermons, he would be looking at our virtues.
所以这是正面思考啊。
This is a very positive attitude.
那假设负面思考，看到大家，哎，怎么这个样子，那个样子在批评。
If it was a negative attitude, then Paul would be criticizing us.
然后叹气。
And he would be sighing.
但是保罗不一样。
But Paul's different.
他能够欣赏别人。
He was able to admire others.
这个就是一个成熟的基督徒。
This is the characteristics of a mature Christian.
那一个成熟的基督徒对前途啊都是有盼望的。
And a mature Christian is full of hope for the future.
啊，都是有信心的。
He's full of faith.
因为他在第三节到第八节当中呢，当中就提到这一点呢。
It is mentioned in verse 3 to verse 8.
比如第七节
Verse 7,
我为你们众人有这样的意念是应该的，因为你们常在我心里，无论我在捆锁之中，是辨明证实福音的时候，你们都是与我一同得恩。第八节
8,
我体会耶稣基督的心肠，切切的想念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证的。所以他经常啊提到他心中的盼望。
Paul often mentioned about the hope in his heart.
提到心中力量的由来。
He mentioned the strength of his heart.
他经常啊，把弟兄姐妹放到心里。
He often put the matters of the brothers and sisters in his heart.
所以，只要弟兄姐妹能够与他一同得恩，他就会很高兴。
And if brothers and sisters were partakers with him of grace, he'll be very happy.
所以他对前途，弟兄姐妹的前途是很有希望的。
And that is why
he's
full of hope for the future of the members.
再看啊，第九节到第十一节。
That's verse 9 to 11.
九节到十一节，这在成长中的喜乐。
This is the joy of maturing.
因为他提到说，在爱心啊、知识上啊、各样见识上多而又多。
Because it says mentioned here about adding more and more to love.
啊，要做一些做什么？就是要能够分辨是非。
And what is the purpose of having all these? Is to have knowledge and to discern.
才能够结满仁义的果子。
So that they can bear the fruit of righteousness.
所以在成长中有喜乐。
So this is the joy of maturing.
当然，我们要追求成长，才能够喜乐。
And of course, we must pursue for maturity to find joy.
就在爱心、知识、见识上要多而又多
，so that we can add more and more to our love, knowledge, and discernment.
知识可以进步，我们都知道。
We know that we can improve our knowledge.
知识进步以后，见识自然就进步。
And when you have improved your knowledge, your discernment would also improve.
但是，假设没有加上爱心的话，知识就不能够产生见识。
However, if you have no love, then the knowledge will not produce discernment.
知识跟见识不一样。
Knowledge and discernment are different.
啊，见识是有一个爱人的基础啊。
Discernment builds on a foundation of love.
所以保罗所祷告的，就是要大家在灵性上能够继续成长。
So the content of Paul's prayer is that everyone can mature in their spirituality.
那当成长以后啊，就要产生喜乐。
After you have matured, then it will produce joy.
所以功能就是看到弟兄姐妹在灵性中能够成长，也是很喜乐的一件事情。
And sometimes, just by looking at the maturity of the members, it gives you much pleasure.
再来从十二节哈，十二节到二十节
，verse 12 to 20，
是提到在盼望中的喜乐。
It mentions about the joy and hope.
啊，虽然保罗身体啊被捆绑。
Even though Paul's body was bound.
但神的福音啊，神的道理也不被捆绑的。
But the gospel of God will never be bound.
他身体被捆绑。
He may be physically bound.
但是他的心呢、啊，为主耶稣传福音这种心智啊，不受捆绑。
But his heart to preach the gospel for God will never be bound.
所以他就在监牢里，他仍然能够传福音呢、啊。
And that is why even when he was imprisoned, he was still preaching the gospel.
所以他的盼望是什么
？So what is his hope?
他的盼望可能跟我们的盼望不一样。
His hope may be different from ours.
他的盼望说基督的福音能够被传开。
His hope was that the gospel of Christ can be preached to the ends of the world.
因此，只要基督能够被传开，他就很高兴。
So as long as the gospel of Christ can be preached, he'll be very happy.
啊，不管是真心是假意。
Whether it's true or false.
是谁传的，他都不要紧。
Regardless of who's preaching, it doesn't matter.
啊，不一定要我们自己传呢、啊。
It doesn't have to be done by us.
别人传也可以啊。
If the work is carried out by others, it's the same.
教会事情不一定要我们来完成啊。
The matters of the church does not have to be completed by us.
别人完成也是无所谓的。
other members can also help to complete.
有人完成, 那我们就很高兴了。
As long as the work is done and completed, we should be happy.
因为事情啊, 毕竟有人做了。
Because at least the work is done.
啊, 所以不一定要我们来做哦。
It doesn't have to be carried out by us.
也不一定要职务会来做啊。
It doesn't have to be carried out by the church board.
有人把事情做好就可以了。
As long as the work is done, that's fine.
有人只要按着次序, 按着次序把事情做好。
As long as it's done in an orderly fashion.
所以当时他在盼望中有喜乐。
So Paul has this joy of hope.
无论是生是死啊, 总是叫基督啊, 在他身上显大。
So whether he's alive or dead, as long as he magnifies the name of God.
除了在不管任何一种场合啊, 只要基督能够得到荣耀。
Regardless of where he is, as long as Christ is being honored.
那他就会喜乐。
Then Paul will be joyful.
那21节啊, 21节到30节。
Verse 21 to verse
30.
It talked about the joy of servitude.
因为他说, 在肉身活着就是为着别人的好处啊。
Because he said that living physically is for the gain of others.
所以肉身活着就是要服侍别人的。
So to be alive physically means you are to serve others.
那离开世间呢, 与基督同在, 当然是更好啊。
And after you have departed from the world, you will be with Christ, which is even far better.
但是要活多久是在神的掌握之中啊。
But how long you're going to live in this world, this is not in your hands, but in the hands of God.
那他还以生活来见证主。
And he also testified for the Lord in his life.
我们看25节。
Let's read 25.
25节。
Verse 25.
我既然这样深信, 就知道能要住在世间, 且与你们众人同住。 使你们所信的道上又长进又喜乐，26节。叫你们在基督耶稣的欢乐，因我再到你们那里去，就越发加增。这本来这些信徒已经很欢乐。
Initially, these members are already happy.
因为他们在灵性上有长进。
Because they have matured in their spirituality.
像保罗他希望能够自己到他们那里去访问。
Paul hoped that he would be able to visit them.
那访问的时候就能够使信徒们的喜乐更增加。
And upon his visitation, he hoped that he could add more joy to the members.
那为什么因为保罗的加入能够使信徒喜乐更增加？
How is it that if Paul were to visit the members, their joy would increase?
就是因为保罗有美好的见证啊。
It is because Paul has good testimony.
保罗他行事为人啊, 他很谦和, 很客气。
And Paul is a very friendly fellow.
因为他学基督的精神啊,
because he has imitated the spirit of Christ.
因为主是把他的傲气全部拿掉了,
because Christ, our Lord Jesus has removed all his arrogance.
把他降到最低点, 使他趴在地面上,
and God has lowered him to the very bottom to be humble.
所以他看自己是社会中的渣滓啊。
So Paul sees himself as the impurities of the society.
他看自己是最低的。
He sees himself as the lowest ranking in society.
所以每一个人都比他高啊。
Therefore, everyone is of a higher social rank.
每一个人都是他学习的对象。
And everyone is his teacher.
所以他很谦和。
So he's very humble.
当大家都很喜欢他。
And so everyone liked him.
只要是一个骄傲的人呢, 可能会到处啊惹是非。
If he were an arrogant fellow, then perhaps he would cause all kinds of troubles.
那这样子的话大家都害怕都不喜欢他。
If that were the case, then everyone would fear him and no one would like him.
但是保他用他的生活来见证主。
But Paul has used his life as a testimony for God.
他用他的爱啊, 跟弟兄姐妹来交往。
And with his love, he would interact with brothers and sisters.
他说他虽然身体要与他们相离, 但是心啊, 与他们在一起。
He said physically he may not be with the members, but in his heart he is with them.
他的心呢, 经常有弟兄姐妹的地位。
And in his heart are filled with members.
所以我们心中是不是有弟兄姐妹的地位啊？
So in our heart, do we have our brothers and sisters?
啊, 有些时候为什么弟兄姐妹看某一个人就不顺眼？
And sometimes we dislike some brothers and sisters.
好像心中没有他。
And therefore in our heart, we will never hold them.
所以有时候见面了不想打招呼。
And sometimes even when we meet each other, we don't greet.
那为什么会这样子？
Why is that the case?
心中没有弟兄姐妹呢？
Because there is no brothers and sisters in our heart.
但是保罗不是这样子啊。
But that's not the case with Paul.
保罗他是心中有弟兄姐妹啊。
And in Paul's heart, it contains all brothers and sisters.
他有基督耶稣的心肠, 有怜悯人的心肠。
So he has the heart of Christ Jesus, a heart of mercy.
他把自己降到最低。
He has lowered himself to the bottom. So that he can get along with everybody.
大家也很喜欢他。
And everyone loved him.
所以只要他加入的话, 就能够使这个团体啊更加喜乐。
So as long as he were to join the group, then everybody in that group would be happy.
这个是服侍的最高点啊。
So this is the peak of serving.
那他还 为主受苦啊。
Paul also suffered for God.
为主受苦能够感动其他的人。
His suffering was able to touch others.
我们看27节。
Let's read verse 27.
最后一句话。
The last sentence.
说知道你们同样一个心志啊，站立得稳，为所信的福音啊，齐心努力。
Says here that you stand firm in one spirit with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel. So why were brothers and sisters able to strive for the gospel? Because there is Paul who is not afraid of suffering. That he is willing to suffer with Christ. Preaching the gospel is a tedious work because you have to walk.
他们要传基督耶稣已经复活了。
You have to preach that Christ Jesus has resurrected.
很多人不相信呢。
Because a lot of people then did not believe.
基督已经被钉十字架，已经被钉死了。
Jesus Christ was already crucified and died on the cross.
可是耶稣啊，可是保罗却说他还活着。
Yet Paul was saying he's still alive.
那跟大家所理想的、所理解的不一样啊。
It's very different from what everyone understands.
大家说耶稣已经死了。
Everyone says Christ is dead.
保罗说他还活着。
But Paul says he's still alive.
那这个很大的差别啊。
There is a vast difference here.
啊，大家认为他所讲的是乱讲的异端呢、啊。
So everybody thinks that he's preaching heresy.
要说逼迫的。
So he should be persecuted.
但是他们这一群人呢，甘愿要牺牲啊。
But Paul says here that he is willing to sacrifice himself.
因此就感动了很多人。
And because of that, it touched many people.
其他的人一起加入。
And so a lot of people joined him.
比如说有个人呢、啊，不管天气再冷啊，下雨也是出去发传单呢、啊。
And for example, if there is a member, regardless of the weather, he would go out to distribute flyers for the church.
有人就受感动。
Others may be touched by his actions.
我们一起加入。
So they will all join in.
变成很多人都一起出去发传单。
And so a lot of people would then be going out distributing flyers.
很多人呢，一年要牺牲几天假期啊，来为主做圣工啊。
And some members they would sacrifice a few days of their vacation to work for God.
好像很多年轻人呢，就到非洲做义工。
For example, a lot of the youths would travel to Africa to work for God.
那到非洲去很好啊。
It is good to go to Africa.
但是现在也要留在我们本地做义工啊。
But now they're willing to stay in the local church to volunteer.
牺牲几天假期啊，留在温哥华做义工。
Sacrifice a few days of their vacation to volunteer in Vancouver Church.
帮忙传道访问。
To help the preacher in his visitation work.
帮忙传福音发传单。
To help in distributing flyers about church.
留在本地生根。
And to stay in the local church.
这样子会感动很多人。
This should touch many members.
哇，他加入了，他加入了。
And that is why a lot of people want to have a part in this.
那最后就变成啊，同一个心志啊，站立得稳，为所信的福音啊，齐心努力。
And as a result, then everyone would stand firm in one spirit, with one mind striving side by side for the faith.
啊，保罗就是为这个事情而喜乐。
And this is the joy that Paul found.
啊，在服事中喜乐。
To have joy in serving.
再请看第二章。
Let's read chapter 2.
第二章的第一节到第四节。
Chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 4.
这里提到在心灵相交中的喜乐。
Here it talked about the joy of having a fellowship in spirit.
因为我们除了要跟神呢相交以外
，other than having fellowship with God.
也要与弟兄姐妹恒的也要相交啊。
We must also have fellowship with our brothers and sisters.
我们每一个人都跟基督的要相交。
Every one of us must have fellowship with Christ.
与基督相交，然后与弟兄姐妹相交。
To have fellowship with Christ first, before we have fellowship with our brothers and sisters.
因为从基督耶稣的那边学习到基督的想法是怎么样。
Because from Christ we learn the will of Christ.
所以以后大家的想法都跟基督耶稣一样。
And therefore everyone should have the same will as Christ.
那我们所谈话的内容跟基督耶稣一样。
Then the contents of our conversation will be the same as Christ.
So, 开会就很简单。
And therefore, our meetings should be very simple.
因为大家都只有一种想法。
Because everyone thinks the same.
所以为什么有时候开会有很多各种不同的想法？
And that is why during some meetings, why is it that there are many different opinions?
当开会有很多各种不同的想法的时候，就暂停。
During a meeting, if there are so many different opinions that comes out, then the meeting should stop.
然后再回来跟。主耶稣相交
，and they should go and have fellowship with Christ.
从主耶稣那边领受主耶稣的想法
，and to receive the thoughts of Christ from Christ.
一直到大家都一样的
，until when everyone is of the same opinion.
那到自然就通过，事情就很好办了。
then all the resolution should be passed easily.
所以我们为什么一直要强调说一定要回到圣经？
And that is why we often emphasize that we must always go back to the Bible.
就好像我们早上所讲的起因，以色列中没有神吗？为什么要去求问外邦人的神？
For example, this morning we mentioned that when the Israelites could not find their own God, they seek the counsel of other gods.
我们有神啊，我们有基督耶稣为我们的主啊。
We have God, we have Christ Jesus, we have our Lord.
他是奇妙的测试啊。
He is the wonderful counselor.
为什么要去问其他的人？
So why do you need to ask somebody else?
所以我们就祷告。
Therefore we pray.
啊，一直到大家有同一个心思意念。
Until everyone is of one mind and one spirit.
啊，就能够同心。
Then we will have the same.Opinion.
就同基督耶稣有一样的心呢、啊。
And to have this of the same mind as Christ.
那有基督耶稣的心呢、啊，当然大家就不会的，好像把自己抬高。
If you have the same, if everyone is of the same mind, then we will not elevate ourselves.
因为我们在祷告的时候，就是要问神的意思啊，神的旨意啊。
Because in our prayer, we are asking for the will of God.
那只要是自己有自己的想法，自己的意念呢、啊，就显出来，那神的旨意就不会彰显了。
If we have our own opinion and of our own mind, then we will not be able to manifest the will of God.
所以这里说哈，说不要贪图虚浮的荣耀。
Here it says that, do not be greedy and go after what is temporary.
因为我们有时候在言谈当中，就是要夸显自己的才华。
Sometimes in our conversation, we tend to boast of ourselves.
哎，你有你的意见，我也有啊，我也可以做啊，我也有我的想法啊。
You may have your own opinion, so do I. I have an opinion too.
所以这贪图虚浮的这个虚浮荣耀，这样好像凸显自己，我也行啊，我也会啊。
So it seems that we are conceited. We want to prove ourselves.
那这样子的话，就意见呢、啊、越来越不一样。
If that's the case, then our opinions will be further and further away from each other.
So, 要存心谦卑。
Therefore, we must be humble.
这样子的话就能够喜乐。
In that way, we can find joy.
再看第五节。
Verse 5.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus.
假如大家都能够有这种想法，大家也都能够得到喜乐。
If everyone is of the same mind as Christ Jesus, we can all find joy.
骄傲的人比较喜乐，还是谦卑的人比较喜乐？
Do you think who is happier, the one who is proud or the one who is humble?
谦卑的人好像是被压倒、被压制。
And the humble one seems that he has been suppressed.
那骄傲的人，因为他凸显自己，好像别人都要听他的，他也很高兴呢。
And the proud one, it seems that everyone's listening to him, therefore he is very happy about it.
所以表面上看起来是骄傲的人赢啊，是不是？
On the surface, it seems that the one who's proud is victorious.
连大家听他的。
Because everyone takes his advice.
那谦卑的人啊，就好像输了。
And the one who's humbled has lost.
那事实上不是一样，不是这样子的。
But that is not true.
谦卑是一种能力。
Being humble is a source of strength.
要把自己压低啊，没有能力压不低的。
You have humbled yourself. If you don't have the strength, you cannot humble yourself.
你没有那个心甘情愿的心啊，是把自己倒出来，倒不出来啊。
If you're unwilling, you will never pour yourself out.
里面有水不是很好吗？还要倒出来做什么？
If there's water in you, wouldn't it be fabulous? Why do you need to pour it out?
倒出来就空了。
Because if you pour it out, you have emptied yourself.
那现在的社会就在教导我们怎么来伪装自己，来。化妆自己啊。
The society today is teaching us how to camouflage ourselves.
那增加我们的形象。
And how to build an image for yourself.
那倒把自己倒空了，就没有什么形象啊。
If you were to pour yourself out, there is no more image.
你看主耶稣他取了奴仆的形象。
If you take a look at Lord Jesus, he took the image of a servant.
就还有什么外表啊？
He has no outer appearance.
但是呢，这是一种能力。
But it itself is a form of strength.
这是内在的能力是看不出来的。
This inner strength is not visible to the eye.
所以我们不要看谦卑的人很软弱。
So do not think that someone who is humble is very weak.
其实谦卑的人最刚强啊。
In fact, they are the ones who are the strongest.
骄傲的人才是最软弱的人啊。
The ones who are proud are the weakest.
不要看到表面上好像很挺胸，站立得稳。
Do not take a look at the superficial side whether it seems to be strong.
那是外表。
That's just an outer appearance.
我们看以前的扫罗王。
Take a look at King Saul.
他好像是很刚强。
He seemed to be rather strong.
其实到后来他是很骄傲，很嫉妒大卫的。
But at the end, he was envious of David.
大卫的一举一动都让他很害怕。
Every movement that David made.
他怕什么？ made Saul nervous.
What Saul feared was that David would take away his throne. So therefore he was cautious. And he was afraid. So where is his strength? And it is the humble who are the strongest. And if you're strong, you'll find joy. Because this is a strength from your inner heart. And this is, and the source of the strength is Holy Spirit. And it is the strength that produces joy. And that is why we must have the mind of Christ Jesus in order to find joy. Let's read 12.
第二章的12节到18节
Chapter 2, verse 12 to 18.
是在记载彰显神当中的喜乐。
It records the joy in God.
我们看14节。
Let's read verse 14.
凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论，使你们无可指摘，诚实无伪，在这弯曲卑谬的时代里，做神无瑕疵的儿女。 你们显在这世代中，好像是明光照耀。16节，将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日子好夸我们要空袍，也没有徒劳。所以，以你们的信心为公务的，为公献的祭物，我若被交在其上，也是喜乐，因为你们并且与你们众人一同喜乐。18节，我们也要照样喜乐，并且与我一同喜乐。 So what is this passage about?
So what is this passage about?
就能够彰显神，就引以为喜乐。
It is to manifest God. It's to find joy in manifesting God.
但是我们要认清这个世代是弯曲卑谬的世代。
But we have to recognize that this is an era of a crooked and perverse generation.
这个世代是一个黑暗的世代。
This is a generation of darkness.
那我们是天上国民呢？
We are the citizens of heavenly kingdom. We are the salt and the lights of the world. We have to hold fast the word of life. Then we will be happy.
喜乐啊，所以就是保罗他喜乐的由来。
And this is the source of Paul's joy.
我们在这个世代也是一样。
Same for us in our days.
这个世代啊，是生长在黑暗当中。
This generation is a generation of darkness. We are so used to darkness. And so many of the immoral things in this world, we are so used to it. I myself, I'm almost numb to it. I remember when I first arrived in the US. I heard about so-and-so had a divorce. I was surprised.
吓得他晕倒,
and I almost fainted.
可是现在日子一久，说离婚，大概也没有什么了。
But now as I've spent so much time in the U.S., when I hear somebody divorce, I take it as nothing. Because we live in darkness.
有的时候会习惯,
we get used to it.
习惯了离婚了，反正离婚司空见惯。
We used to hearing news of divorce because it's so common.
那现在的人更是这样子。And
even the people now.
对同性恋啊，这个也没什么，两个男的、两个女的走在一起啊，这个已经看习惯。尤其在旧金山还有什么同性恋游行。We
are so used to hearing about homosexualities, two men and two women together. It's so normal, especially in San Francisco where they have those gay parades.
因为被派到这个旧金山啊，这个Pacific教会的。
I was sent to the Pacifica Church in San Francisco.
那我很好奇啊，说到底是什么时候啦，在哪一条街啊，我也想去看看呢。
And I was curious. I want to know when the parade will be held and which route it will be taking.
我还没有去看过了。
I haven't been to the parade yet.
但是感谢主，我也不敢看。
But thank God, I don't dare to take a look too.
啊，生怕看了以后，那个晚上我饭就吃不下。
I was afraid that if I were to go and take a look at the parade, I may not be able to eat at night.
因为神看那个是很恶心的。
Because to God, it is disgusting.
所以我想，我们信徒看那个，只要是跟神一样的话，也是会很恶心，你就饭吃不下了。
And I believe that if we were like God, we will find those things disgusting as well, and we probably won't be able to eat afterwards.
因为这个世代是弯曲变谬，是黑暗的世代。
Because this is a crooked and perverse generation, it's a generation of darkness.
那我们是明光照耀，把它照出来，我们是光啊。
We are light and we shine in the world.
当光的话，在黑暗里头，一开始有光，一定是很不习惯的。
And of course, in this dark world, if you are the light, you're the only light, you might not get used to it.
那个光太亮，大家都把眼睛遮起来呀。Because
if the light is too bright, everyone in the darkness will close their eyes.
你灵修越好的话，那个亮啊，那个光越强。
If you have nurtured yourself spiritually, then your light will be bright.
你讲出来的话就是一个光啊。The
words you say would be a light.
那个亮光啊，越强。
And the brighter the light,
大家不喜欢听啊,
the less people want to listen to you.
那假如光很微弱的话，啊，没关系，很soft，很柔和，啊，没关系的，没关系，什么都无所谓，没关系的，接纳了，没关系的。
If the light would be a little bit soft and dim, then it's easier to be accepted by others.
那大家都很喜欢啊，觉得哎呀，你是很open-minded啊。
Everyone will say that you are very open-minded.
很受欢迎啊。
You'll be very popular.
啊，其实我们的光也是很微弱的。But
in fact, our lights are actually pretty dim.
但是保罗在这里说，我们是明光照耀啊。But
Paul says that we shine as lights in the world.
所以我们能够彰显神呢，我们就觉得心中喜乐。And
you should find joy if you're able to manifest God.
再看第二章十九节。Let's
read chapter 2, verse 19.
那第二章十九节，其实在腓立比书的时候，我们经常看到啊，保罗他写说一同做工，一同当兵，一同传福音，一同啊。In
the book of Philippians, we often see Paul mentioning that he would do things together with other members.
所以是谈到同心同工的喜乐。So
it talked about the joy of working with your co-workers.
所以我们有这种态度，我们要大家要同工。
So we must have this mentality of working with others.
啊，不能够只一个人。You
cannot be by your lonesome self.
所以保罗他喜乐由来就是大家同工。So
the source of Paul's joy is working with other members.
所以我们看保罗所写的书信。If
we were to read all the letters of Paul.
竟然是的，我保罗还有提啊提摩太提多哈，还是希的写信给你们。He
often mentioned that I Paul together with Paul or Titus. Write this letter to you.
那书上是谁写的？保罗写的。But
in fact, who's the writer of the letter? It would be Paul.
但是保罗因为有个团队的精神。But
Paul has this concept of being a team.
大家一起做圣工。We
are working together for God.
有喜乐一起分享。We
share in the joy together.
有困难有忧伤，大家一起担当。If
there's any problem or any sorrow, we share them too.
大家很喜乐。So
everyone is happy.
比如说以前我在当宗教教员的时候。For
example, the past when I was a religious education teacher.
年纪虽然是小，但是有很多同伴啊，在一起当宗教教的教员。And
I may be young, but I have a lot of co-workers who are teachers as well.
当时大家都很快乐。At
that time, everyone's happy.
到现在我还很怀念他们。Even
until today, I still miss them.
比如说我前几天啊，才偶然听到，我想想念的一位弟兄啊，竟然是这个黄弟兄哈。 他的什么弟媳妇是吧？啊，面婿，嗯，他的面婿。And他的面婿。I
was thinking about a brother Huang, this coworker that I have. He happens to be his brother-in-law.
啊，大概有40年没有见面了。I
haven't seen him for over 40 years.
那我到现在还在想念他。I
still miss him today.
因为每次我回台湾，回到我的母会的时候，哈，鹿港教会就没有见过他。
Because every time I go back to my local church in Lukang, I haven't met him.
所以很想念。So
I miss him.
感谢主，现在听到说是他的面婿。But
I'm glad to know that there's somebody here who knows him.
总是有点消息，但我就很喜乐，很高兴。And
at least I have some news of him.
所以你看，一同做工是很喜乐的事情啊，在一同。So
to work for the Lord together, it's joyful.
啊，不要想着啊，我自己一个人不用来了，我一个就可以。Do
not think that you can work by yourself.
啊，煮饭我一个就可以。That
I can cook all by myself.
对啊，我们虽然说能力很强，自己一个可以煮给100个人吃。Yes,
you may be very capable of cooking for 100 people.
但是我们是在主里哦，记得这是主里啊，在主里，不是在家里，不是在你自己啊，是在主里。But
remember that you're working in the Lord together with others. You're not by
yourself. 大家都是在主里啊。
Everyone is in the Lord.
大家都是肢体。
everyone are members of this body.
So 我们要分享工作，要分享荣耀。
And therefore, we must share in the work and share in the glory.
要分享神所给我们的福气。
We must share in the blessings of God.
说不要自己说啊，不用你啊，没关系，不用你啊，我自己一个就可以，不要。
So therefore, we should never say that I can do it by myself.
结果你煮菜，他帮人切葱也可以呀。
You may be the one cooking, but the others can help.
他帮忙洗菜。
They can help in washing the vegetables.
啊，你菜都切完了，他帮忙洗那个垫板啊，洗刀子、洗碗盘都可以。
Or perhaps they can help in washing some of the cooking utensils.
所以我们有个团队的精神。
So we must have this concept of working as
a team. 那大家一起做起事来就很喜乐。
So that when you work together, you will find joy.
我说这是一个原则。
And so this is a principle as well.
同心同工中的喜乐。
The joy in working together for the Lord.
那这样子，往往神就会跟我们同在。
And often God will be with us in our work.
那神的福气啊，是有时候是细水长流啊。
And the blessings of God sometimes goes on for quite some time.
啊，不会马上就看得到。
You will not see it immediately.
神的福气是在我们需要的时候来赏赐给我们。
The blessings of God will appear in the times of our need.
所以在不需要的时候，你不觉得好像也没有什么福气。
In times where you don't need the blessings of God, you feel that you don't have any.
但是其实那个福气都是积存在天上。
But in fact, all our blessings are stored in heaven.
所以我们有银行的账户在天上。
So we actually have a bank account in heaven.
所以当有需要的时候
，in times of our need，
我们不用去领啊，很自然的就从天上，人家说我们自己的账号啊，很自然的从天上掉下来。
We don't even have to go to a bank to get the money or the blessing. It will just fall off from the sky.
有没有这种体验？
Have you ever have this experience?
没有的话，以后会体验得到。
If not, you will experience it in the future.
好，那在第三章以后哈。
And from chapter 3 onwards.
第三章跟第四章。
Chapter 3 and chapter 4.
那我们先休息一下，等会再来。看第三章跟第四章。
We'll take a break before we go on to chapters 3 and 4.
来，一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿门。